You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jer-Bear, how do people find us?
It's so easy. Not really sure why I turned into Mario there. Go to mix100.com. And click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can find our emails there. Or go on over to Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Now, this comes from Maddie. And after reading this and talking about it, Jeremy and I decided, yeah, we're going to go ahead and put this on the show. But what we'd like to do is find out their ages. So I wrote back. She is 28. Maddie's 28. Her husband is 32. Here's what she wrote originally. Hello, sweet boys.
Oh, we Maddie, stop it. Stop it, Maddie.
My husband and I are looking for ways to keep our relationship fresh. Oh. And we think one way to do it might be to take a couples class. Let me jump in here for just a second. When she keeps saying we.
You know what that means. Maddie wants to take a couples class.
Look, I'm not knocking him. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, and I'm not
it's
being
cute.
Snarky.
It's a cute factor to it.
But the odds are that if he's a 32-year-old dude, I don't imagine him texting all of his buddies saying, hey, Maddie and I are going to take a couples class.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, can't hang out this weekend. Couples class.
Right.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. It might have even been his idea. Who knows? Back to her note. She says, I know there are cooking classes we could take, but do you or your listeners know of other classes that couples take together? Thanks so much. I love, love, love your show.
Oh,
Maddie,
nice.
We love you back.
Thank you for writing, Maddie.
Couples classes. Have you and Nicole ever taken one?
No, I can't say that we have. And I'm sure if we have, I'll get a text message here shortly saying we did this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we did anything. I mean, we got a couples massage on our honeymoon. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts as...
Again, not my idea.
I will say I don't understand that concept. And I'm not saying it's people find it very romantic.
We were newly married and it was romantic.
I don't get it. But
I don't get it either. Hey, real quick, going back a step, why do they need to keep things fresh already? I mean, they're 28 and 32. Are they really fresh
about?
Already?
Well, no, you keep it fresh. They're not saying that it's not fresh. They want to maintain
they
the freshness.
Keep it fresh. Okay, they need
Listen,
a little Ziploc for their marriage.
You change the oil of your car not because there's a problem, but
keep
to prevent problems.
Yeah, but you do that at like every 5 to 10,000 miles, and I'm just afraid they're doing this at 1,000 miles.
Well, we don't know. They could have been married for 5 years.
We don't know. We don't know. Just
want
thinking
me
right out loud.
Back and find out how long they've been
hey,
married.
Hey, Maddie. Yeah, I do. I want to know because I feel
Hold
like
on.
It's just too
Hold
soon
on.
To be worrying about keeping things fresh.
I mean,
fresh.
I know she's listening. Matt, look, I mean, I you know guys they're are... listening. Maddie, just send us another message and let me know how long you've been married.
Yeah, we need to know because I mean, I feel like at 28 with no kids and stuff, you should be oozing freshness. Okay, so
I don't
speaking
think
from experience.
So.
What?
I don't think so. I think remember we've talked before about how for people who get married, for some people who get married, it's all about the wedding and it's not about the marriage, right? It's all about we need the big, you know, special explosion day.
It's all about us. It's beautiful.
Right.
Magical.
We're the center of attention and magical. Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once everyone, all the guests go home and then you come back from your honeymoon.
With Maddie.
Right, you're like, okay, now we're married. Now the thrill of the wedding is over. Now it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, sadly, don't ever take that into consideration. So I think it's possible that if they've even been married for just, let's say, 2 years, that maybe they're just being proactive in making sure that they
Keeping
don't get
strong.
Into a rut.
Okay, all right, you convinced me.
Shut up.
Let's keep our marriage strong and go horseback riding. Let's do it. So I will say.
She says, she wrote back.
Okay.
Married July of last year. So August, September.
See, they're oozing freshness.
15 months.
They're oozing freshness, Dom. This is too soon for couples crap. But I will say.
I think it's cute.
It is cute. Like I said earlier, there's a cuteness factor to it. If I were to take out my old haggard wife. Since we've been married forever.
Wow.
And her and the old man, drag the old man out with her. Uh-huh. I would say line dancing. Country line dancing all day long.
You're kidding.
Why would I joke about that? I love country music.
That's not a couple's class, though.
Sure it would. Who are you taking with you?
I'm just saying, I don't think of that as a class.
Well, you don't know how to line dance, so you would go to a class, and who would you take with you? Your spouse. Couples class. Right?
Well, yeah, that's a great class. Go three steps forward, clap your hands.
I want to learn those dances where you smack your boot.
Clash your hands.
You grab your belt, you spin around, and you do whatever. I think they look so fun. Like when you watch those country line dances, you can't help but have a goofy smile on your face.
And then take one step to the left and kick, one step to the right and kick, clap your hands, start do the whole thing over
You're
again.
You're learning dance moves together? That's like the ultimate staying together thing. Go take dance classes. The ultimate. You took dance classes, didn't you?
So, in my previous marriage, we went...
So they didn't work.
Maddie, don't do that. It didn't work. No, I mean, we had fun for the one class we took. We did what it was. You remember years ago when ballroom dancing became the thing where everyone was like, oh, this is the romantic, sexy new thing. Everyone, you go ballroom dancing. No. It was not.
Knickknack just texted me. She says, line dancing, I'm so in. Do I know her or what? We get our overalls on.
Are you kidding? Of course I don't know a woman who doesn't love to love. Well, except for Gretchen. But I don't know another woman who doesn't love when it happens out at the club. They all, and they all jump out there and do the electric slide and everything.
Yeah, it's like that, but country.
I get it.
Well, then what's your suggestion, Big Talker? Like, what do they do for couples class?
Well,
couples
I will say, event? She said besides the cooking class, and that's too bad because I think that.
And what's wrong with that?
No, what I'm saying is that could very well be the best one, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think she's looking for something else. So this would be opening it up to listeners. Because I took a cooking class. Sadly, I went by myself. But, I mean, I was given as a birthday present, I was given a gift card to go to, what's that place called? Sur La Table.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think, did they close? I hope not. Mm-hmm. Anyway, beside the point. I went there. It was like a Saturday morning, and I took a cooking class on how to make breakfast pastry stuff, like cinnamon rolls and scones and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was a total freaking kick in the butt. I mean, it was a blast. And I thought the whole time, I was like, man, when I start dating someone again,
this is going to be awesome.
I'm going to bring them to this.
Wouldn't it be funny if you took that class on how to make cinnamon rolls and they just walked out with one of those cans of the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls and they showed you how to open it and pop it and put it on the pan?
That'll be $200. Thank you. Pay at the door on your way out.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Mindbender in about 15 or 20 minutes. Right now we're talking about this note we got from Maddie asking about couples classes so they can keep their relationship fresh. They've been married 15 months, and she says we need to keep it fresh. Listeners have reached out. I've got a few here. Do you want to hear them?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. I got a couple.
Bella said, my husband and I took a ceramics class together. It was fun, but we never touched ceramics again, so it was more of just a fun date night. That might be true more often than we think, that you go for a couple's class, and it might not be something that you end up doing a lot afterwards.
Yeah, it's just something to do.
But it's fun.
But it's fun, yeah.
Amelia says, we took a hip-hop dance class and loved it. I'd suggest that.
Nope.
Jeremy's not going to be doing that.
No,
I won't be doing that. So.
Kathy wrote in. She says, my hubby and I took a mixology class. Not only did we learn how to make a ton of cool cocktails, we were so wasted by the end of the class. We got a hotel room downtown and made a night of it. And then in parentheses, she says, eyebrows up, hubba hubba. Love you, boys. That's from Kathy.
That's great.
Matt wrote in, says, my wife and I took a language class together before a trip to Italy. We learned to speak Italian together. It was very romantic, and sometimes we only talk to each other in Italian now when we don't want people to know what we're saying. It's a fun inside joke between us.
I love
us.
That, too. You that can learn to fight in a different language.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a good one.
Wendy says they should do couples classes on home repair stuff. Or maybe they do and I just don't know about it, but I think it would be fun for a couple to learn how to remodel a kitchen or bathroom together. That's Wendy.
Save some fights, right?
That could really lead to fights, I'm telling you. And then I say the best for last. This is from Trevor. Of course, we finally hear from a guy on this. And this is what Trevor said. He goes, my wife made me take a couples class on bird watching. Yeah. She is now my ex-wife. Trevor, thanks for writing.